Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's time to talk all things Star City Slayers. We take it back circa 1990-99 here on Arrow, the after show at AfterBuzz. So join us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hi. If you guys are all little young wee ones and you didn't get my reference, I know what you did last summer is a horror movie. We're going to talk about the correlation here. But either way, hello, welcome, and we are so excited to have you. I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford, and I have some amazing people joining me on the panel. Say hello.
Hi, guys. I'm Carolina Benetti.
Hi, guys. Olivia Di Bortoli.
Hello, sugars. I'm Matt Marr.
And as always, welcome, co-hosts. If you haven't joined with us before, this end of the table always belongs to you. So join us in the chat. You can use hashtag ABTVArrow on all things social media when you're talking to us. But in the meantime, please voice your opinions. And you know the first thing we gotta do, hashtag who I love to hate. Again, if you're brand new.
Who I love to hate.
Yes. The actor that was so good at being bad, you love to hate them. In the chat, go. All right. So I'm going to start with you.
Okay. Mine's not an actor.
Oh, okay.
It's the mushroom. Oh, there you go.
The thing that I love to hate was that MF and music box. I hate music boxes in scary movies, but they work so well because they scare me so much.
You
scare
me. Like,
Renee, don't touch the music box. Don't touch it. And then he touched it and then he jumped at Curtis. I screamed like a woman. And then you screamed and jumped as well.
No, because you're screaming.
And then Carolina just laughed. It's like an evil villain.
Well, you're
That's
sitting.
That's accurate.
Matt is sitting next to me as he's watching this, and he's like, ah! And I'm like, whoa!
I'm like, my boyfriend, he said this, and I'm saying this because you'll understand, he is African American, and he went to see me with the scary movie once, and he said, you're like a black grandma in a scary movie. I just talked to the screen, I'm like, no! I can't. So anyway, that's who but it was effective.
Well,
so
when you started screaming, I did say I want to take you to Universal Horror Nights with me.
No,
I feel like I would live for that experience. I'd be like, look at how pretty he is.
And they would all
so
chase
good.
Him, too. You know they chase people who are the most scared.
Yeah, I'm like the producer on Ellen that freaks out. Anyway.
Anyway. My who I love to hate is kind of the obvious one. I'm going to go with Flat Stanley. We called him Flat Stanley.
We did call him Flat Stanley.
So that's what we're going to call him for the rest of his life.
If you call him Stanley without Flat Stanley, you're out of this
group.
You're
not talking about him.
Out of it.
Out of the chat. Anyway, he was so good. He was so angry. His acting was so good.
Yeah,
you like felt it in your bones when he was acting and being all crazy. So
Brendan Fletcher is the actor's name.
Good
Brendan
job.
Fletcher.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was so
look him up, y'all.
Good. So that's who I love to hate. And I don't really love him at all. So he's my who I hate to hate.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
No, because you love him as an actor.
Okay.
Yes.
You're right. It's still who I love to hate.
Okay.
Take it back.
All right. We're going to you last? Or are we,
no.
We're,
I can go.
Ready?
I can okay, go. No. I'm ready. Okay. All right. So who I love to hate is dun-dun-dun, Diggle.
Okay.
I just feel like he has been so disconnected from the team and from people's core values for so long. And I was really disgusted when he asked Curtis to stay by making him head of the science division. It felt to me almost like what you see with evil villains when they're like, yes, of course, we're killing all the people, but please,
let's
stay.
Right.
What? No. Where are you going with this? And with Argus, and, you know, we talked for a long time about Curtis needing to, like, leave the show or get a better storyline. Mm-hmm. I'm personally rooting for Curtis going to Batgirl or Batwoman. Has that been announced? Is he doing it? Because he should be doing it because she needs a techie smart person, and Mr. Terrific is it. So in that vein of thought, I was really disappointed with Diggle's storyline. It's just...
I can jump on board that.
It's fizzled for me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like what they've done with his character turn. I mean, his acting is great. I get that people do change and there are growing pains. So it does makes sense for the story, but it's just disappointing in a character that I used to love so much.
I forgot about it until you brought it up.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot about it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, it's just so weird because it was such a fast switch. You know, I mean, obviously they went summer break, for lack of better words, and then we started this season, and this season he was, like, all of a sudden this new person that I really didn't
like. Well, last season he wasn't that great.
Yeah, I know, but he's just so far into this life that you don't even see any recollection of, like, who
he is. It's a different person.
Way different.
Yeah, totally
different person. Way different. Okay, so hashtag who I love to hate. I feel like it's a second obvious, but it's William. Mm-hmm. And it's, oh God, I hate saying this. Bless his little heart. I feel like the actor has grown, and forgive him because he's a kid. He's what people might call an indicator in the world of acting, meaning if he's supposed to be angry, instead of actually internally like feeling angry and it coming out through his actions, you don't have to yell to be angry. You can be quiet and be angry and be like, And I felt like every time he's supposed to be angry, he'd just be like, leave me alone! No! And I'm like, that doesn't mean... no.
Yeah.
He definitely would be in the chorus of Oliver, not the lead.
Huh?
The musical Oliver.
I know you're talking about.
I was like, what?
Oliver Twist?
Just Oliver, the musical Oliver.
Oh, okay.
What?
Okay.
So anyway...
I'm going to jump in the chat, you guys.
Please.
Hi, everyone. I see all your familiar faces / names. Steven Starr.
Steven.
Ivan Soto. Hi, you guys.
My boyfriend.
There's so many people in here. Anyway, so Kira says she loves to hate, or he, I don't know, the grandparents, which, okay.
Yeah.
If you're new in the chat, by the way, say, I'm new, and we'll shout you out.
I mean, I'm pretty good at recognizing new names, but let me know. Also, Michael says he loves to hate William. He's on board with you.
Amen, Michael.
And then pretty much everybody else says Flat Stanley.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
He's such a creeper.
Nobody said the music box. I'm all alone on the island again.
Well, it was a good observation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Black Magic. Hi, Black Magic says, no one knows musicals like that, Matt. So.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, that's rude. I do. Because my first job ever was because of musicals. So rude. And no, you are talking about Oliver Twist. Oliver is Oliver Twist. But I was just letting you roll with it.
Kira, actually, the person who said grandparents is new. So, hi, Kira. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Kira.
Oh, Joven Rodriguez, new. Welcome.
Hi.
And then Black Magic, you are not new.
Maybe Jovan.
Liars. Okay, we do not welcome liars. Don't cheat because you're trying to get a shout out.
Black Magic's trying to put magic.
It worked.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you guys talked about Stanley so much because I do want to dive into him.
Yeah.
I know that some of you guys saw it coming. I personally didn't because I forgot about him. At this point in the game, like, he's just so far back in my memory. But as we were saying before, like, the acting for me was so spot on.
He's so good. He's so good.
Really, Brendan Fletcher. Yeah. We love Brendan Fletcher. Come on the show.
Come on
our show. We're going to tweet you.
Man, he would totally come.
Insta and find your publicist.
We will hunt you down, in other words.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
I'll do it.
I'll forget.
Okay.
I just never know what to say. They get on there and I'm like, hi, we do a show.
Yeah. I'm not a stalker.
Do you want to come through? And they're like, what? And I'm like, all right, well, that was it. That's why I don't do this. Bye.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I forgot about him too.
Mm-hmm.
And what I loved, first of all, I just want to say that, like, I've always loved Arrow, but, like, there's been, like, some not good episodes, mm-hmm. or it's been kind of seemed, especially at the end of last year, kind of flat. And I think it got off to a slower start this mm-hmm. year, but mm-hmm. I really feel like this season, the last, like, 3 or 4 episodes, is starting to hit its stride.
Yes.
Because I've liked the episodes a lot. And what was cool about this is, like, I just love it, especially in comic books. I love it when things make sense.
Yeah.
When just things make... This is Riverdale, if you're listening. Mm-hmm. Can things just make sense? And this is something that it was a great, like, arc of an episode. It was a great stylized episode.
Yeah.
But it would totally make sense that Flat Stanley would do this because they built it up. And I just loved it. It was a great payoff.
Well, I also think, too, like, his reasoning behind everything, like, they stayed with, we talked about this earlier, I'm like, I don't know, we've been broken up so many times.
All of us.
When we had our last villain that was a one-off villain and he had a mental illness.
Yeah.
And it's like, cool, I'm glad that they're talking about this. But now they're touching upon it again, even more so. And yes, okay, mental illness makes a great villain. But it's like, that stuff happens in real life. So I appreciate the fact that the way they handled this character, mm-hmm. he...
explained his reasoning. So for anybody who watches a TV show and maybe doesn't think about it, because when you have a good villain or a great villain, it's somebody who you...
He's great.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he's great. But not even that. It's like they took the time to let us know why he is the way he is. Yeah. Because sometimes people don't think about that. They're just like, oh, he's bad because he's bad. No, there's always a reason. And usually the actor is the one that does the homework, but you never hear about those backstories, whereas we got it.
Yeah.
And we got to hear about what his parents did to him and how that in turn changed him. He was obviously very ill from the get-go as a child because his brother had his own perception of things and didn't agree. So, yeah, I just like the way that they made sure to say all that.
I want to touch on that and be like, well, when we first met Stanley, I know that we thought that he would actually end up being the main
the big bad.
Main big bad, or connected to the big bad that we would see later on in the series. And I want to say that at the end of this episode, he's still not dead. Oliver didn't kill him. He knocked him out. So I feel like, I almost felt like maybe this is the birth of a new Riddler that we don't know about, like a new take on the Riddler.
He's got that quality.
Yeah, the letters he was giving out, and then the way everything was almost like a really like forwards and backwards fun house, and with Batwoman coming on board, we're hearing more about Arkham Asylum. We've now gone to Gotham in the crossover. So I'm really, really wondering, is this the birth of the Riddler, or am I missing a villain from Batman? Because we've seen a lot of Batman villains. We got Ra's al Ghul, like everything. Mm-hmm. In Arrow, it'd be really cool. He's such a wonderful actor. I hope you guys can keep him around for a long time.
Well, you have that mask.
He's just so good.
I don't know if he'll be the Riddler. He had that cool mask with like the blue eyes. It reminded me of there was like one scary monster on Scooby-Doo that was like that. Remember that? But I feel like there is definitely, he's got to be in DC canon, and we just don't know. So if you know in the chat, let us know.
Stanley is from the comics, Ivan says. But Ivan also brought up an interesting point earlier in the chat. He said what was really scary and freaked him out about it was how he kept saying that he was correcting people. And I thought that was really interesting, too. I feel like it was, like you were saying, it was so much of a deeper rooted problem than just being like this big bad. So I agree. Yeah. Like I hope we see him again. A, because he's such a good actor, and B, because he's kind of a good big bad. But like we saw in the next episode, that it's going to be more Diaz. I mean,
think about what he did, y'all. He's considered this weak character. He just literally took out the Black Canary's voice, almost killed her, and he almost
killed all the queens.
The queens. Like that's one of the most formidable villains that we've seen on this show.
Because he's underestimated time and time again. Right. Because he's small and meek, but he isn't.
Amini says Stanley outclassed Diaz in one episode.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you. I love you for saying that.
Nothing against the actor. I feel like, you know, he's playing Diaz to the best of his ability. Right. But he just doesn't really scare me. He's never scared me since last season. And I don't know what it is, but I'm not invested in Diaz. And I feel like a lot of people feel that way.
A lot of people are over him.
They're over just over it. They're over this, like, stalker-like mentality. I'm going to follow you into the next season.
Yeah, but I think that's the problem. It's not necessarily that anything with the actor or the character. I think it's the fact that they've dragged this character on so long.
I was done with him last season, too.
But without good reason. Yeah. You know, if there was a really excellent reason that he was attached so much to Oliver or destroying him, then maybe we could get into it. But at this point, like, I don't even remember why he hates Oliver so much.
To be fair, I do think, look, first of all, these writers are pumping out episodes week after week. So super kudos to you guys. Yeah. You're incredible and you're doing a great job. But I don't know. I don't know what it is. There was a disconnect. But I do think that they justified why he stayed along. It just wasn't enough for me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like him already. Mm-hmm. I feel like if it was a character that I really like if they wanted to bring the Al Ghuls back, I'd be like, oh, they're back. Yeah, we're going to the Court of Owls. What's happening?
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel that way about Diaz. There are other villains I'd be happier to revisit if they wanted to bring it back. Not him.
But again, it's not Diaz the actor. It's Diaz the character, you know, the character. Yeah. I think the actor himself is good.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is. There is a disconnect. I don't know if it's that I don't buy him as Diaz or if the storyline isn't compelling enough. I don't know. And I'm always very hesitant to comment on anybody's acting because you never know what happens behind the scenes. And again, you're creating an entire character with a week of work with pages handed to you daily. So kudos to the entire cast and crew because it is a wonderful production overall.
I just really, I know I'm taking it back, but I have to say something because you brought it up. But I love the verbiage of Stanley saying that he's correcting people, because that also goes to show that in his mind, he honestly, truly thinks what he's doing is a good thing. So he's not like, I'm an evil villain because I want to hurt people. He's obsessive, you know, and that, like, I'm protecting you. This person is wrong, and I'm making it better, just like my dad made it better. And I don't know. I just thought that was really great, so I had to bring it up again.
Yeah, Black Magic, but they kept saying how scary Diaz was, but he never showed us why he was scary.
True. Yeah, he just, randomly killed people.
That's true. They say it. They kept saying, it was like the plot, the actors were telling us we needed to be scared of him.
But he wasn't, like, I was never scared of him, like, in Stanley in one episode.
It might be the actor, too. We
don't know.
But
that's all something that the writer's room inherited from last season. So then that's, like, another thing, too, is how do you wrap that up without it being like, oh, well, we're done with this. We're moving on. Like,
sometimes
not
you
either.
Get shitty children, y'all.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You the get what? Stepchild?
Stepchild.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's what I thought you said. I was like, what is going on?
Sorry, I got it.
I was trying to correct the link. I was all like, the redheaded stepchild.
The redheaded, yeah.
Well, redhead, tell me something. Tell me something good.
Well, what I got good for you is that we want to thank y'all for making this the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yeah.
After Buzz TV.
Yeah.
We're the ESPN.
Yeah.
For us to continue to grow.
Yeah.
We need your help. You know,
yeah.
Make sure to subscribe on the YouTube channel. Just click the subscribe. Give us ratings on iTunes. We want your ratings. Ratings on iTunes. Yeah. We love them. I ran out of song.
I feel red.
This just became Sesame Street. Save me.
Leave
us a comment too.
So be sure to leave a comment, and you could be a part of, I mean, really, being a part of AfterBuzz. We love this show. Honestly, you guys, I had a really good day, but I had, like, an exhausting day. And I was like, I'm off caffeine. I got to pull it together. And now when I'm here, like, with y'all talking about the show, I don't need it. Like, I get
this
excited.
This is your caffeine.
Y'all
We are your caffeine, and they are
my caffeine. So, anyway, I love y'all. So thank you for supporting us and doing what we love. And now let's continue to talk about this show, but not
But wait, it's my turn. I'm going to sing a song.
Oh, God.
We already got a turkey cry out of you. Let's calm
down.
One,
two, three. Ah! Oh, I just didn't know.
She lost her cry.
I was waiting for the sound cue. I guess I didn't, like... there we go. Okay. Anyway. This is my turn to do a shameless
one. No one uses that mic anymore except you, Ellie Kona.
Because I spit all over it. Nobody wants to know. I just would like to say, in the midst of all this, because I said it last week too, but this is my favorite time to say that us as hosts, we love you guys. We love talking to you guys. So thank you so much for those of you who are on social media, who tweet at us, who IG at us. I'm not on Twitter as much as I should be. I'm on IG, but I would like to take the time to say all these hosts are amazing, and I would love for you guys to get on social media, follow them, follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV, because it helps us and we help you. And then if we know that you're from Arrow, our secret society here, we'll follow you back. So my only request
is
this.
I don't follow everybody back. But
yeah.
If you tell me from Arrow.
Yeah. And
truth.
So
I'm judging.
So Olivia was saying, like, she'll do a little bit of homework if someone follows her, and then if she realizes that you're following some of the Arrow cast, then she's like, oh, okay, I know where you're from. Cool, follow you back. But for me, I don't do all that homework. So you just have to say, I am from the Arrow After Show. Hashtag ABTV Arrow. And do so on IG for me, because I'm just on there more so. Anyways, that's all. The end. Let's talk about the show now.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about Laurel. Since, I mean, Laurel?
Wow.
No. Dinah.
Dinah. Every time.
The Dinah. Let's talk about her. Since we had the turkey cry, you know, amazingly.
You lost it and she lost it.
I think that Dinah lost her turkey cry tonight.
Yeah, I think so too. There it is.
Well, and apparently...
Or maybe that's what she'll sound like now that the canary
crying.
And if you guys don't know what the turkey cry is, go to, like, our last few episodes and you'll see.
Yeah, for the new people, go to the last few episodes, you'll get it.
But for real, can we cue up the turkey cry one more time? If she... if in the next episode she tries to do the canary cry and that comes out, you know the showrunner was watching this show. You know it, and it's an inside joke. Because
they mentioned chili. They mentioned Oliver's chili.
It's too much of a coincidence. Yeah. I literally just put this on Archer's Alley for you guys, and I talked about how his world-famous chili is so spicy. He's the only one that can stomach it, and apparently Felicity is just taking seconds. She likes it that much.
I think she was being a supportive wife at that
point.
Good
for the baby.
She looked really happy about it. Anyways, I would like to think that it's because I brought it up, and they were like, you know what? That's a fun fact.
It's you. Yeah. It's you, it sugar. I believe it.
I'm just going to go to bed tonight telling myself that that's the truth.
Yes.
Yeah, you do that.
All right, so back to Dinah.
Yeah. I just want to bring it because I didn't remember this, but Carolina and Olivia brought up that, oh, she has a scar on her neck. And I went, that's where she got the scar on her neck.
In the flash forwards.
Which we can talk about those later. Because
that's when you find out that she's lost her canary cry.
Yeah, so I didn't know that. So I feel like they're really trying to, this flash forward thing, it's kind of like we have a flash forward episode or thing, and we're like, what just happened? What's connecting? And I feel like they're really now trying to make that apparent.
Finally. Yeah. I think this is the only time I was okay with a flash forward. I'm going to be honest because, you know.
I love them.
Yes.
I've been on the fence.
Come on, man. Yeah. You and I have been like, your hashtag who I love to hate was a flash forward.
No, this is we true. We've all been pretty much hating the flash forward.
This is better, I thought.
Yeah. It had purpose.
I like the flash forward.
Sebra said, Dinah losing her powers in the comics was interesting because she focused even more on her martial arts skills. But in the show, she's a mediocre fighter. So that's interesting. Maybe they will
up her
martial arts skills because she lost her canary cry.
But what's the irony in this? Like, she finally gets outed as a meta-human, as a canary, and then, like, all her powers are just
the
now
day
taken.
Up, yeah. That's really sad.
Yeah, that stinks.
By Stanley, who nobody ever really paid attention to. I mean, shows, you gotta watch out for the quiet ones. It's not the loud
ones.
It's
true. Yeah. Well, if she's out, and can we just... I mean, do we talk about Curtis now?
You know what? And I'm glad that you brought that up. I'll say one thing and then I want you to go. But I felt like, you know, we were all talking about how there's just so many characters to follow now.
Got rid of William.
And it's like, as soon as William was like, I'm going, I'm like, okay, he's gone. Mr. Terrific's gone. It feels like now we're fleshing out some characters.
Yeah.
Which I'm a little...
It's coming back down into a more central storyline, but then that makes it easier to follow and to have more compelling episodes.
Yeah, where we get to spend time with these characters and we don't feel like, hey, what just happened? Which, I really love Oliver as a father, so I love those storylines, like when they pepper them in, and so I'll miss that. But, I mean...
No, we're going to get him as an even bigger daddy. He's going to have a baby.
Well, that's true, yeah. But also, too, I mean, he almost just got killed, so he probably should go live with his grandparents. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was something that made sense. And I thought, again, like, I love comics. You know, Marvel's so good at bringing real-world problems into comic book characters, and DC is kind of lagging in that sometimes. And so I love that they did this on this show, that it is kind of like, oh, yeah, this kid has grandparents that are the mother, you know, and they're like, they read everything about it and know what's going on. If that was like my nephew, I don't agree. You know what I mean? But my brother and them were doing that. I sure would be going to Oklahoma and being like, you got to come live with me. Because this is cray cray.
Right.
You know? So I thought that was a really just a compelling storyline.
No. And I agree that it made sense. But going back to Echo Cullum leaving.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like... That also made sense because that's what we've been complaining about for the past.
I love Echo, but
they've crapped on the character so much. Honestly, you guys, when he's like he's leaving, I was kind of like, which makes me sad. Like, you know,
no, but I hope that we do see him in Gotham with like a fresh start and the full range of Mr. Terrific powers.
But I want to see Mr. Terrific. I don't want him to be someone's Oracle.
Yeah,
I want him to be Mr. Terrific.
Well, and see, absolutely. And my thought, too, was I don't think this would happen just because they haven't really let Echo Cullum as an actor shine too much on the show. But I was like, well, maybe he's going to get a spinoff of just Mr. Terrific.
No.
But I don't think.
I mean, it's possible now with the DCEU app and CW Seed. Anything is possible. But
Anything's possible.
I'm hoping that he teams up with Batwoman because it'd be awesome.
It would be great.
She's such a great detective. He wouldn't have to be her Oracle. He could actually just team up with her because she's just as smart as he is.
Yeah.
She's Batwoman.
But anyways, he's going to D.C., which is not even a...
It's closer to Gotham.
But it's also not like a... Like, if they were saying, oh, I'm going to Central City, or oh, I'm going... I'd be like, oh, maybe.
Yeah. He was like going... Yeah. He's like, I'm going to Washington, D.C.
I'm still holding out hope. I'm holding out hope. I've had a lot of predictions that have come true, and I'm just... I'm over here in my corner holding my hope.
Hey, I ain't arguing.
But Severus. I was going to say... Oh, sorry. Let me just finish this thought. So I wanted to say about William is that I thought it would have been really nice if we saw... a scene where Oliver, being a concerned parent, calls Flash and asks him to just keep an eye on his son because he's going to be back in his city.
That makes sense.
That would have been a cool little mini scene. That's it. That's my thought.
I lost. Oh, Zebra said Mr. Terrific more like Mr. Mediocre. Yeah. Which man, you know, they played it. That's how they played it for the past whole season. Yeah. So, like I was saying, you know.
And last season.
I feel like with Mr. Terrific.
And he's not any Flash forwards.
No. Yeah, well. And you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. You at home, too, please, by all means, because I'm not super educated with the comics to know. But I feel like throughout this entire series, seeing Mr. Terrific, he was just not a good fighter at all.
No.
Like,
that's
here
what we're
and
saying,
there.
Yeah.
And then everything, it seemed like on this show, his little T-spears were his crutch for everything outside of him being intelligent and being able to be a sidekick along with Felicity, if you will. But as far as like if you're given a name like Mr. Terrific, I would think that not only do you have the smarts, the brains, and the gadgets, but you can kick butt too. And I'm okay with you evolving as far as they first found him.
Yeah.
A few seasons back, he had to train, he had to learn. But how come he didn't pick it up and get like kick ass eventually?
Because in the comics, he was like an Olympic level.
That's right.
Like he's like can fight like Batman.
Yeah.
Like on Batman's level.
They
apparently.
Just didn't bring it on in the show. They just they kept
Green Arrow because Batman and Green Arrow in one of my Archer's Alleys I revealed had the same swordmaster.
Yeah, that's right. So Batwoman's techie is going to be Luke Fox, aka Batwing, says Charmed.
But
so.
I never said he was going to go and be a techie. Charmed.
Oh, sassy. Okay. Sassy.
I said he was going to go be terrific.
Y'all know when Carolina has, when she's made up her mind, she's made up her mind.
All right,
he's going to be on that show whether he wants to. And Echo Collins is like, Carolina, I don't want to be. She's like, you're going to be on the show.
You got kids to feed in real life. You're going to take the show.
She's like, I need this.
Yeah.
Need this, Echo.
Okay, so really quick, have I missed anything? I know I'm like speeding through really quick, but I just looked at the clock and realized,
we talked about William. We talked about.
Okay, yeah, we should talk about Mia. We'll talk about her a little bit.
Oh, we can. Yeah, and Diggle's son, who I read. Okay, so I was confused because I was like, wait, JJ's his son. Well, apparently this actor, maybe this is a news, so maybe I'm spoiling a thing, but he's been picked up for, he's going to be recurring now.
Yeah.
So like on the flash forwards. And it says like in the kind of bio of who he is that Connor Hawke is John Diggle's adopted son.
Oh.
So hence the name, why he's not JJ and why... He's not Diggle. He's Hawk. So I don't know. I was trying to read this while I was also watching. So feel free to, if you in the chat or if you have like some good articles, shoot it to me on at DMMR.
See, and I just thought that JJ was like, JJ is a sucky name. I'm going to be something cool. Yeah. Connor Hawk. Yeah, that makes that sound like a hero.
Does kind of sound like a porn star.
Okay.
It does.
I mean,
it does.
All right.
I'm sorry.
What kind of porn are you
opera.
Watching? What?
I don't know. Like they're the same type of names.
Mia Smoke.
Anyway,
that's amazing.
Smoke.
Okay. So, yes, please. Let's talk about the flash forward and Mia.
Interesting that she took, like you saying, Felicity's last name and not Oliver's last name.
Ooh,
so I wonder which direction they're going to go. Does she hate her father that much? Do they, like Matt
what's
said, divorce?
What's his mom's name, Mia?
Huh?
What's in his Oliver's mom?
No, Moira.
But you also don't get to pick the name that you're born with.
No,
but
I was just
she
asking.
She took Smokes, which makes me wonder, was she born Mia Smoke, or did she take Smoke because she's mad at her dad?
Yeah. Or did at some point Oliver and Felicity divorce?
Right, but when you divorce, your kids don't suddenly change names.
You can artificially inseminate. She could have been an independent mother.
She's already
so
pregnant.
No,
what
she's pregnant
talking
now.
About?
Felicity's pregnant right now?
That's
you
the end of the episode.
No.
She took the phone
she
was like, I'm
phone
pregnant.
Call and she was like, she's I'm like, pregnant because she thought something had spread to her stomach and she
I thought
was
she was
Ill.
Talking to Dinah's doctor.
No. That's why
like,
she looked at Oliver at the end with so much terror.
What? I heard. Girl. I thought she was talking about like.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It was just the biggest reveal of the whole thing.
Because then it turned around and it went back to Kat McNamara's character as Black Star, and she was like, yeah, I know you're not going to shoot me because I'm your sister, fool.
No, I seriously thought...
Where did you think the connection was? Why do you think they literally went right from Felicity's terrified face into Kat McNamara?
Okay, you
I gotta go.
Cut. Cut.
Go.
Okay, here's the thing. You have one character who is in the hospital, obviously, right now because her throat got slit. I couldn't hear what Felicity was saying on the phone.
It happened
honestly.
In the apartment.
Hold, please, while I explain myself. All I know is somebody is sick. We were in a group talking about the fact that she may not have her cry anymore, her voice, her voice. And then Felicity's answering the phone. Hi, Dr. So-and-so. Oh, my God. So, I thought it was going to be something. I thought in Felicity's mind, she was getting a phone call saying that Dinah's not going to be okay.
Why would they call her about Dinah?
They're friends.
Well, did you probably missed them early in the episode when they said, are you guys okay? And Felicity said... Yeah, they tested her blood. They ought to with all the blood they took from us.
Yeah. Right, I heard all
so
that.
So that's what she was saying.
The blood test was that she was pregnant. Whatever.
And before they entered, she's like, oh. And she said, oh, I thought you were calling to say there's something wrong with my liver. Like she said that before to the doctor.
Oh.
So anyway.
It's fine. You're the host of the show. You were writing things down. You were prepping.
You're very...
It's fine.
She was very busy. It's okay. Anyway,
it's fine.
Pregnant. She's pregnant now. It's probably
okay.
Mia.
It is
and,
Mia.
I mean, it is going to be
she
Mia.
She literally went, I'm pregnant. And then she goes, I'm Mia.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear I'm pregnant. I don't know what I was doing,
she
but
said,
did not hear that.
She said you took blood and then she went, I'm what? And then held her stomach.
Thank you. Okay, see.
No, she said I'm pregnant.
No, she didn't.
Say
she said
pregnant.
I'm what?
She
that's
why.
Oh,
no, Black Magic even said, Felicity said I'm what? And then holds her stomach.
Thank you.
And then Ivan says, Ivan said it too. And what? I'm what?
Well, you know what?
Okay.
Whatever. I knew what she was talking about.
Well, I was probably looking down typing
you're
when
busy.
She held her
you're
stomach.
Busy. You know what? I get it. I get it.
Star Drew said he didn't catch it either. So
thank you, Drew.
Oh, well, that's good. See, it's fine.
It's fine.
Revelations.
Although everybody else is dying laughing because they're like, how did you miss that? Ali Kona not paying attention.
You know what, Ali, give Ali Kona a hand. She's hosting the show, y'all. Yeah. She's doing the best she can. Yeah, we love
her. Thanks.
I thought it was a great reveal.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see Black Star come into her own, and I want to see more future episodes. I want to see more of these
Black
Star. More.
Yeah. I could see that being a spinoff. Oh, it is.
Right?
No. What? Are you thinking of Stargirl?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That's
sorry.
A different show.
They're making a spinoff Stargirl?
Yeah.
They're making a Stargirl. And one of my very good friends was cast as the villain. So
nice.
Go check out Meg Delaney because she's
it a film
awesome.
Or television?
TV.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyways.
I'm
really excited for Black Star to come into her own. I like the MMA fight situation that they opened up with. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's a super duper hero. She has her mama's smarts and her dad's brawn.
She is.
And
I am
here for it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, she's going to be the ultimate superhero. And
she's the real Green Arrow.
I'm excited to see why she hates her parents so much. And like,
but maybe she doesn't
just
hate
her
them.
Dad. Or,
she
I don't know
might
why.
Not hate them at all.
That's true. I'm just excited to see how it all turns out. So, like I said, this
she's gonna hate them. It's
the
this
flash
show.
Forwards. I didn't hate this time. I didn't hate them, and usually I hate them. So
I'm
I
so into them.
I concur.
All right, guys. So it's time for. Well, I'm gonna let you say the words, but before we say the words of what's coming up next, just know in your mind, start getting your predictions together, and start typing them out in the chat.
That's true.
But now you get to say it.
All right, you guys. Let's kick off another episode of Archer's Alley.
Yeah.
All right. So this week, I'm actually bringing you a movie fun fact.
Yay.
So the castle that we've seen as the Queen Mansion, all the exterior shots, we've got a nice photo for those of you who are watching and not just listening, but is actually the same castle they use for Luther's Castle in Smallville.
Oh,
and
no.
Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters in X2, X-Men United, and X-Men The Last Stand.
That's
cool.
I was looking at it now. I was like, oh, that was an X-Men.
Yeah.
I feel lied to because they said it was in Rye, New York or Scarsdale, and that's my hometown. So
do
I was actually, like, what?
Do you know the name of the real castle?
No, I think it's somewhere in Canada, obviously, if it was used in Smallville. Mm-hmm. They didn't mention it. They just said that this mansion, the exterior shots have all been the same. So Smallville lovers, Arrow lovers, X-Men lovers unite because mutants and villains and good guys have all lived in the same house.
Nice.
Nice button.
All right. I like that smile that you have going on right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we get into our news and gossip? So I have news and gossip about Stephen Amell, if you haven't read the headlines in the news. So back in 2015, Stephen Amell got in a little bit of trouble because he weighed in on a situation that some people feel like he had no business weighing in on. And that was basically, if you remember, there was a boy named Ahmed. Oh, I'm going to say his name wrong. Hold on. Let me see. I should not do this by memory. There was a little boy who had gotten arrested. He was only 14 years old. He brought...
Mohammed.
Mohammed. Sorry. Thank you.
I found it.
Thank you. I was looking for the first name.
Ahmed Mohammed.
Ahmed. Okay. So little Ahmed made a clock. He put some wires together, was really proud, brought it to school, showed his teachers, and one of the teachers thought it was a bomb, called the authorities. Oh. They took Ahmed out in handcuffs, put him in a room, did not let him call his parents until they decided it was safe. And then that was that. It was really sad. And so someone had said something about racial... about Texas and racial profiling. And so Stephen Amell weighed in on it. And I guess what he had said was a little insensitive. So this fan did like a 12 minute video. She's like an avid Arrow fan and was like, look, this is why you just don't understand. Like, you're, no offense, but like, you're a white dude. You'll never understand what it feels like to be racial profiled. Now this poor little boy is going to be affected by this for the rest of his life. So I wanted to share this video really quick, and you'll understand why in a second. Go ahead.
And I want it to be clear that I really, your feelings in this are so secondary. They're tertiary. They probably don't even rate in the top 10. Because honestly, the most important part about this whole thing is that a little brown 14-year-old boy named Ahmed took a clock to school and was arrested and was taken away from school in handcuffs. And wasn't allowed to call his family. That's the most important part of all of this. Is that some little 14-year-old boy had his innocence taken away in the fact that for the first time he said, I realized that I was brown and what my name was. And that's something, Stephen, that you will never have to deal with being a white guy in North America. That's just what it is. I don't make the rules. Trust me, if I made the rules, things would be a lot different. I don't think you're a bad person. I don't think you're a racist. I don't think you're a bad guy. I think you said something really stupid and then you didn't take the time to listen to the better voices who are trying to tell you what you've said is dumb and what you've said is hurtful and what you've said is perpetuating a system of stereotypes and perpetuating a system of inequalities.
Okay, so we're going to cut the video here. You can look it up online. But basically, so the tweet was just saying that stereotyping Texas isn't any better than stereotyping Ahmed, just so we're clear. So basically, he was just equivalating, like, stereotyping a country to what happened to this little boy. And so he went on a podcast recently, because mind you, like, this all happened in 2015, and the host of the podcast brought that situation up, and Stephen actually went back and said, you know, I regret apologizing. I shouldn't have apologized. I was just apologizing because, you know, I give this woman props for being brave enough to put herself and her feelings out on social media. And I'm sorry her feelings were hurt. But at the same time, my intention was not to be hurtful. And I basically shouldn't have apologized. And I was like, what? Like, okay. So I was a little angry at Stephen Amell. Sorry, guys. So I'm sharing. That's all.
Oh.
Let's go to our next. We're going to talk about Colton Haynes. I'm so glad he was featured a lot on this. That's so random.
Colton that was Haynes, a nice sound effect. Yeah. Every time Ali Kona says Colton Haynes, her phone goes.
Yeah. So let's talk about Colton
Haynes.
He's
so beautiful.
Let's watch this video really quick. He's talking about anxiety because he suffers from anxiety.
Same, Colton.
Millions of people out there who suffer from crippling anxiety, whether it be from fainting or from, you know, sweating or you know, so many different ailments from anxiety, but there's so many people that have it and suffer from it, so you're not alone, and it gets so much better once you're able to learn the tools to cope with it. So just know that you're not alone, and it's all going to be okay, and sometimes just having a dance party can really help anxiety.
All right, so we're going to cut the video here.
For 7 and out for 11.
He goes on to give a little bit of advice, but I think it was really cool that he was specifically talking to people and just letting them know that it's okay. And I have some pictures of him. I also have another video. But it's cool to see, too, when you see your pictures, because the pictures are him when he's little, and you're like, who would have thought, right? Aww. But this is also, we know that he sings. For those of you who don't, I wanted to share this video because I just like it a lot.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head, a million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see, a million dreams.
That's such a pretty voice. I love The Greatest Showman. Yeah. There is a remix of the soundtrack where Pink sings it.
Yes.
And it is so good.
Yes.
Yeah. Pink does nothing wrong.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
But he should be in a musical. He is just such a great voice, yeah. Like the tonal quality of his voice. I'm like, you just sound like a Prince Charming.
I think it's hilarious.
He is a Prince Charming.
The theme of musicals keeps coming up, and people in the chat are like, Arrow panel, the musical. We keep talking about it today.
Anyways, don't play. Continue. I will sing my face off. I love singing, and I love musicals.
So really quick, though, I say all that, and I show all this suave version of Colton, because there's a picture of him when he's a little. He was a little. But this is a throwback, and you look at this little teenager, and you're like, he's adorable, but, you know, he looks like he's got some quirks, right? And I'm sure growing up, he never imagined on somebody's notebook binder. And for those of you who are listening to the podcast, the first picture, he had little glasses on. He's all probably in middle school. And now this picture, he's on the front of a binder, just shirtless and amazing. So... that's all.
He's pretty shirtless.
He is so good.
Woo, woo. So right. I know I've got it a little bit heavy, but at least I got to lift it up towards the end. That's my gossip.
True. Nothing lifts things up like a shirtless man.
Yeah. Hey. Nothing. So let's get into our predictions. Fancy music.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So this week, I'm going to let you go first. Because last time I asked for predictions and nobody predicted. So, Olivia, has anybody taken their job responsibilities?
No, we didn't say it yet. So, go ahead, you guys. Give me your predictions. Oh, I didn't hear it. So, no, we don't have any yet. But go for it. Give me your predictions.
Want to keep your job as our co-host? I need some predictions.
They're doing a lot of qualifiers.
Yeah.
It's because they were listening to you. They were really involved.
I'll take that. There you go. Okay, I'll take that. All right, does anybody have any predictions they want to throw on the table first?
I'll start. I think that we're going to see more of Black Star, and I think she's going to be the one who figures out what is going down in her city, because she's finally going to really care.
Okay.
In the future, flash forwards.
I'm going to say that we see Diaz in the next few episodes as the big bad, but I don't know if this is more of a prediction or a hope, but I predict that he's going to be out soon. He's going to get killed.
Dang, you just took my prediction.
I
think Diaz is leaving.
Yeah. We're always on the same
page. Oh, not Diaz. Okay. Wrong D word. I have a different position.
Ooh, what?
Go ahead.
I think Diggle's going to be gone this season.
Oh, okay.
I think that they're leading up to that. What's the point of this guy? He's in a different world. He's doing a different thing. Unless, like, Argus falls apart and, like, Diggle has nothing to do and then he's broken and Oliver comes in and, like, saves him through their friendship, which would be cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I do. I mean, because they are bringing this Connor thing, so I guess Diggle's going to be around. But we'll see. Oh, by the way, Connor Hawk is real cute.
I have a prediction one's going to like that just came to my mind. And I don't even like it, but I'm going to say it. I predict that now that Felicity knows she's pregnant, she's going to have a little bit of a change of heart in terms of her life and where she's going, because now that she is a mother, not that she wasn't before, but now she's like carrying baby. It's a little bit different in terms of having to think about another person and the danger of another person. So maybe this is where we do eventually see the split as far as she has the baby. Maybe she's trying to exit the life of danger so she can raise an infant, and Oliver just can't abandon his responsibilities. And that's where the part goes. And that's how What's Her Star Bucket ends up with the last name Smoke. That's my prediction.
Okay, there's so
many. Actually, that's true, because Helix was just completely handed over to her by Mr. Terrific.
There you go.
In the future, we do have Smoke Technologies being a big thing.
Okay, loads of predictions in the chat.
Yes!
Okay. Ivan Diaz will try to kill everyone. Steven Star Diaz will die. Gracian says there will be more Roy. Black Magic says Stanley comes back to hurt Elicity's new baby. Billie Jean Girl Diaz is finally gonna die. Diggle is becoming the wall, Amanda Waller.
Interesting. Right. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for joining in and participating. I love, love, love when you co-host with us. I'm going to turn to the front so that way you can see all of our gorgeous faces at the same time. So please make sure you follow us on social media. That is your homework because we have a 2-week break. And how else are you going to talk to us?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Talk to us. Again, in your homework, not only to follow, but to let us know that you're from the Arrow After Show. And if you already follow us, again, just a reminder. Yo, I followed you guys because we watch Arrow. So anyways, that's it. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful 2-week break. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy President's Day. Happy, happy day. We love you. I'm Ali Kona Bradford. Mwah. Oh, and then follow me at Yours Truly, Ali Kona. It helps to know how to follow us.
There you go.
Hey, guys. I'm Carolina Benetti. You can find me on Instagram at LenaBean113 and on Twitter as Carolina Benetti.
Hi, you guys. Olivia Di Bortoli everywhere. Olivia Di Bortoli. It's easy enough.
Hi, you guys. Olivia Di Bortoli. Matt Marr. The Matt Marr. 2 T's, 2 R's. Whatever. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Mean it.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.